Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
I'm excited. I'm on fire, you know. I have a couple few announcements before I bring on everyone. Let's see, my first announcement is that next week and the week after, we will be having special guests on here. All I can say is Carly is a miracle worker. Carly is great. Yes, I'm using myself as the person, but I don't care. And, you know, I love it. I'm loving it. But my announcement before I bring on everyone is, some TV reminders so people won't forget. For Young and the Restless fans, Marie Osmond is having a special with everyone on her show on Monday on the Hallmark Channel. It's like noon my time, but I don't know where it is. What station and everything everyone else is getting. So look for that. Young and the Restless just had Cupcake Rolls. I still haven't watched it, but, you know, because I don't want to be tempted of a cupcake. And let's see, what else? Monday, General Hospital, Anthony Geary and maybe others will be on The View. And let's see, what else? Oh, next Saturday, but I will remind you again, 2020 is covering the 50th at General Hospital on ABC on their 2020. Katie Kirk is interviewing everyone. I don't know why in the fuck it couldn't have been me. I could have been done a better job, you know. Oh. If I looked at Bradford and interviewed him, I don't know how good or bad that would be. Okay, and let's see. Oh, the Rand Room. If she has a show tomorrow night, the Rand Room at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Let's see, is there anything I'm forgetting? Yes, I know now, I know what I'm forgetting. Let's try not to kill each other tonight. I'm sure everyone has so many opinions of this week since it was so good. I'm up to date with Days of Our Life. We are Young and the Rest of as of yesterday. All of them are hospital. The only stuff I'm not up to date, people, is B&B. I'm sorry, but I did not want to lose my lunch. Hi, Una. Hi, Chris. Hi, Delayed. Hi, Minnie. Hi, Una. Okay, so I'm going to bring people on. And, oh, have a nice Easter, everyone. And, have a nice Easter. And, you know, don't eat too much chocolate. Yeah, like someone has already gotten into the chocolate, but I'm not going to say who it was. Okay, I'm going to bring on Kathy first.
Hi, Carly.
Did I forget anything? See?
Well, you didn't say you want to say who the guests are of your show?
No, I figured if there was time, Mo in the show, then I would go on my rants.
Okay.
But all I'm saying, people, is if you're going to start Twitter wars with me, you better know that I don't hold back. And that, you know, Days of Our Life people have another thing coming. Corey Lane needs to die. I haven't jumped off my liaison to people. I just like Liz and AJ. And you know what? I'm done with people who really want to harbor feelings for 3 years about Luke. Luke did not kill Jake. Okay, it might have been on screen. And Luke should not be in jail. And for people to really bring this up 3 years after the fact, you are really sad. And for people to say, oh, look, you know, look, tonight I have been sharing scenes with Liz. Bullshit. You guys are crazy, stupid ass. Look, you know, look what's fame, look what's set up. I don't believe look what's up, a fucking alcoholic. So really, people? Really? I don't think you want to fuck on me with the look issue because it will get you nowhere. And Elena Cassidy, you're dead in my book because you had your hands been slapped Luke today. And, you know, Elena, I need to go find you and kill you. You know, if you touch one more hair on his little head, you are mine. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you, Callie.
I figured you will. Okay.
You.
703, you on the air?
Hi, it's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie, how are you?
Good. Oh, by the way, I've already eaten too much Easter candy. Sorry about that.
No. No, I've already ate some chocolate, I know. You know, I'm... good, bringing up look. I'm bringing up look, Carrie. I am bringing up look. Look, I love look. Look, I love. What was I? But, yeah, Jamie, I'm just not happy with people on Twitter with Days of Our Life.
Oh, what are they saying?
Oh, that they are sick of the, Daniel and,
Jennifer.
Nicole, Jennifer, and that's why Jack had to die because of that pairing and all of the shit. And I am not going to just sit there and let them do this. They are screwing with the wrong person here. Matthew Astor got fired three times away from the show.
He always does.
The Jack... You know, the Jack fan needs to get off that. It had nothing to do with it. Matthew Ashford himself got fired, you know, a lot of times.
They seem to want to fire him. I don't know, for some reason. He comes back, then he gets fired, then he comes back, he gets fired.
Yeah, I don't know why he goes
back,
though. Why does he go back?
I don't know why he goes back. Good question, Jamie. I don't know. But Chloe had me really upset today.
Well, Chloe had me upset every day.
Keeping Parker away from Daniel.
What, Jamie?
Keeping Parker away from Daniel.
Yeah.
And she claims she loves him and stuff.
You know, Chloe is a psycho. She should be in the mental institution. So, you know, she should be, you know, she should be locked up. She should be really locked up. I'm bringing Candace on. Hey, Candace.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Candace.
Hello.
Curly, you forgot two things. As a TV reminder.
Okay.
So I think it starts in a few hours. For those who are lucky to still have SoapNet, is of course the General Hospital 50 hours. And next week on April 1st and April 2nd, according to ET Online, General Hospital is going to get a new opening sequence.
Well,
so,
that's great, but
oh, wow.
You're talking to a bunch of people on the air that don't have SoapNet. I would love to watch
that's
the 50 hours.
That's why I said for those who have it. But I also heard that they were going to do it online.
SoapNet.com?
Yeah. I haven't checked it out yet, so I don't know if that's you know, true or not. But I do know that they have had, between ABC.com and SoapNet, like a list of, like, the sneak previews. And, yeah, they're going to kick off with the very first episode. So you know.
What time is that?
I think, what is it? Like, I think they said right after General Hospital airs tonight. So, I'm going to say 11 or 12, but, you know, check your local listings for when General Hospital comes on SoapNet in your town or on SoapNet.
Okay, well, I live in the east, so would that be 11 or?
Let me see. Seven,
I think it comes on. I think it comes on here at 10. I don't have SoapNet, but I think it comes on, if I remember correctly, it comes on the east of town,
like
10, I think.
10 or 11,
For what?
Okay. So it's already started, I guess.
But the opening sequence, which they're saying is like the different sequences over the years. For those who remember the Gone Light last opening credits when they showed you from the first one to the last sequence, is sort of something like that. That's what they're kind of describing. So, but we'll see next week.
Oh,
are they
going to
keep this as a permanent thing or what?
It's just for the 50th anniversary. Now, if they're going to be changing, which a lot of people have said, you know, a lot of fans have been vocal about, saying they should change the opening, you know, sequences instead of what we're seeing now, then that would be great. And usually when it's like an anniversary or something, they usually do change it up. So, but all I know is just those 2 days that they're going to have something different.
So. Cool. Oh, by the way, everyone, Samantha is on the line, too.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Samantha.
Samantha, did you get SoapNet?
No.
Okay, well, yeah. I wish everyone got SoapNet because I would love watching.
I wish I did.
I mean, you pretty much can guess what the 50, you know, episodes are. I mean, obviously it's going to be the first episode. Of course, you're going to have when Luke and Laura first met and the wedding. Some Robin and Stone.
I know, but I don't mind watching some mobile.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
that's why they invented YouTube.
I know, but it's a pain in the butt, too. Like,
are they
going to have
some of the past nurses' balls on there just because the new one's coming up?
I cannot wait for the...
I think they might have one or two on the list. I mean, they really, like, was saying, like, you know, throwing sneak peeks out, like, the first time Frisco and Felicia met, their wedding. The Quartermains, you know. So, but the rest of them has been kind of a secret.
Okay. Well, I can guess the Quartermain one. It's probably the one with Jason's car accident.
I'm sure they'll
have
that.
Yeah, that might be on the list. And when Tracy held the medicine from Edward. So, classic Tracy.
They have Elizabeth and Jason in the elevator at the Metro Court. I'd like to see that one again.
My favorite episode. I love that episode.
I
so
love
much.
That episode, too.
When did that air? Was that during the hostage crisis? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I am looking forward to the Nurses' Ball so much. I wish it was Tuesday already.
Yeah, me too. I was actually looking online earlier today, and I found a clip from the 2001 Nurse's Ball, and it was funny because Edward was singing.
Mm-hmm. He's singing a quite
good one. I don't know if you remember that or you looked it up, but I looked it up today, and I saw that one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I remember that.
Yes.
But I think this is going to be the best... Nurses' Ball yet. I do.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did you think of Richard Simmons yesterday and that song?
Thought it was a riot.
I was almost, you know, I had a pause to go to the bathroom because I was laughing so much.
Yeah.
I can't believe they actually played it. I can't believe they played General Hospital on it. Like, everybody knew those lyrics, like, of that rap. Like,
said let Luke and Laura, and then it's talking about Rick Weber and Monica and Alan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think
that
it was talking about AJ's paternity. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that was from, like, the 80s, like, when General Hospital was really popular, and they came up with, a little rap about it. So it was kind of funny that they put it on yesterday. It was like, wait a minute. Like, they're actually playing this song? What?
Yeah,
did you guys
the
see the promo for next week? The all the clips from the nurses' ball.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I think Milo recruited a bunch of Port Charles guys to help do his routine.
I only saw Michael on there,
Spinelli,
but I didn't recognize
Michael.
The other one.
Was that Spinelli moving his hips?
I think so.
Ah.
But I'm not sure I want to see a couple of those guys taking their shirts off, because I'm sorry, but Michael is like a child to me. I don't think I need to see that.
I would not mind seeing any of those guys take their clothes off. I have no problem with that.
They show Spinelli, Callie, moving his hips.
But he did it very well.
You know what? I think this week I'm going to be really happy because, you know, that and Sonny and Carly are going to Nissan Bowl. That makes me so happy.
Yep, get together.
Make you happy that they bump into Brenda.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that makes me on cloud nine because that is awesome. That is great. That's how it should be. You know, AJ and Liz are going together. That makes me really happy. You know, the next thing that makes me happy is Dante gets in that room, pulls a gun on Elena. That would be really good.
I don't think she's going to be at the nurse's ball.
Oh yes.
I need just that clip of Dante getting out of the water in his tight suit today. I need that like a picture of that.
That was kind of good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I just saw the promo.
Hyperventilating.
Breathe. Forget the weekend. I want it to be Monday.
I don't. I want the weekend to go by. I want the weekend to go by nice and slow.
Why?
And then lead up. Because.
No,
it's
no.
It's Friday, darn it. It's Friday. I'm going to enjoy my weekend. If there's anything, I'm going to enjoy my weekend. And then on Monday, when I come home from work, I kick off my shoes, get some Mountain Dew, get some popcorn, sit in my bed.
Well, isn't this going to be on Tuesday? Football. Aren't we seeing it on Tuesday?
Yeah, I know. So don't rush it. Don't rush it because before you know it, it's gone.
But we can save it on our DVRs.
I understand that. But you know what? I haven't looked forward to DH like this in a long time, and let me enjoy it. But no, I understand that we need the weekend. I know we need the weekend, but yeah.
See?
But what if you...
What?
What?
Oh, thank God, I can't... Carrie goes, oh, thank God, I can't see Spencer this. Okay, I can. I would, you know...
Hi, Carrie.
Do that slow motion. Carrie, call the fuck in, please, Carrie.
She's not calling in tonight. She has no voice.
No, well, she's calling in. She told me she was calling in last night. She would not miss not calling in. She would not miss arguing with me.
I forgot to tell you, Callie, she doesn't have much of a voice.
Her voice was okay last night, but today she's sounding like
a
raspy girl.
Does she have allergies?
I don't know. Maybe she's getting sick.
Carrie, you're supposed to like lose your voice on like Tuesday or Wednesday, not like Thursday into Friday. That's bad. That is really bad. And I know I'm sounding very selfish. I know that, and I don't care. And you know, I mean, Lazon is sick, so Lazon doesn't have much of a voice. And now Carrie, okay, this is not good. I don't like that.
Well, she could call in, but she wouldn't be talking, so I don't see what the point would be.
Hey, I'm... Oh, yeah, I can't see... But, okay, what is... Okay, so, what do you think next week? It looks like a jam-packed week. But I'm wondering, well, we have to wait till Tuesday. I keep thinking we get to Monday, but no, we have to wait till Tuesday. You know, the Pope, you're going to get a very, very, very bad welcome card from me, and it will be pretty.
Well, Monday you get to see everybody get ready, and then Tuesday is going to be the show itself. So you get a nice build-up on Monday.
True.
Oh, what did you think of Mac with that dummy today?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, he's probably going to be performing with that at the nurse's ball, right?
Yeah, well.
That was hilarious.
What is Dr. Britch's secret, Una wants to know? I don't know. I think Dr. Britch...
Well, we need to know
I think her papa is going to be someone scary, scary, scary.
Scary Jack.
Or even scarier. I think Faison's too obvious, but
I can't see
know.
Jerry Jack's doing it with that woman.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he likes them a little bit older.
Yeah, but her, I can't see him...
Well, maybe he didn't have any choice. I'm not sure. I don't think it's Jerry.
Well,
Faison. Yeah,
I think that's his daughter.
Or it could be a Cassadine.
I think that's Faison's daughter.
Maybe the Balkan, Una said. That would be more interesting, honestly, the Balkan. And Faison,
well,
because
I hated the Balkan,
obviously Dr. Obrecht was carrying a little bit of a torch for Faison, but I don't think it was reciprocated.
It would be more interesting if Brittany was the product of Faison and the doctor, because then
it would
kind of fit into storyline a little bit, like with Rob and the obsession and all that stuff, even though, yeah.
Yeah, but why would he conceive a child with that doctor if he's obsessed with Anna, though?
Yeah.
Because I guess it would be,
You could get to Anna. I don't know. I just don't think it's Faison. I just have a feeling.
Yeah, it just seems too obvious if it would be.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying
whoever
to think
it is,
of some
Rich
other
is
big, big bad guys.
Rich is afraid of him, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now, was she supposed to be keeping Patrick distracted, or is she supposed to actually, you know, hook up with him and breed or something? That was what I couldn't decide.
I think she's supposed to be attracted to him and fall in love with, have him fall in love with her. I don't know if he's supposed to be distracted. It's hard to, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah,
no. It's going to drop
the
nurse's ball.
I just thought of something. What if Sam's father is the same one as Britt's?
You know,
we don't know her father either, so.
Possible.
Well, I hate them both, so.
I don't see how that would, because they would have had, like, interacting scenes. You know, usually if it's somebody, like, that's related to somebody, they usually have, like, a scene. Brittany and Sam really haven't had a scene.
And this is why I think Ellie might be the missing quarter main heir. She might be this Lauren Frank.
Yeah, they already said it was Lauren Frank, though.
Yeah, but I mean, she might not. They may have changed her name when she.
Or that could be her middle name, Ellie. Like, she
well,
just don't like
her
first name.
Her mother took the kid and ran, right? So she may have changed their name.
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
true.
I'm just saying because she's had interactions now with AJ and Tracy. She and Spinelli's the one that's supposed to go look for the missing heir, right? So it just seems like, I don't know. I don't have any inside scoop. This is just me speculating. But
Could be. You're a good soap fan and a good detective.
Or maybe they're casting someone as the Lauren Frank.
They might be. I don't know. But then they were casting a blonde, but I think that just turned out to be the Lulu replacement. So.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
Do we know when she's supposed to be on her first air date is?
I heard it was mid to late April, but I'm not sure.
No, Chris in this album go. Am I the only one who gives a crap about Sam's dad? We still don't know who Liz's mom is. I love Una. Yeah, we don't care about Sam's dad. No, I don't. And Carrie goes, I don't care anything about Sam. Una goes, I still say she's not Alexis's daughter. Una, I'm right with you with that. I agree with you on that. I just don't think so. I mean, if she was really Alexis's daughter, why has Elena really gone after Liz Mo? I mean, Sam Mo, come on. You know, I mean, she's so obsessed with Alexis, why not go after the best? You know, why not go after Sam? I mean, come on, I will never give that. I don't give that at all. Bad writing. I think they should have gone, you know, for the Alexis-Sam angle to make it real, but since they never did, that's part of the reason why I don't think Sam is Alexis's.
Well, just remember who the writers were at that time.
Scooza.
And remember, I remember when Alexis said that she had a son.
I remember that too.
But I also remember her. It was like one of those you had to pay attention to what Alexis was saying. They then changed it up because they dropped that idea, and then she said it was she gave up a child. She didn't. It wasn't really, you know. She didn't say a son, and she didn't say a daughter. She said a child.
No, yes, she did. She gave up a son.
Carly, I just now said that one episode she said that she gave up a son. A few months later, they rewrote it saying she gave up a child. And that's when a couple of months later they put Sam and Alexis together.
You know what? But they should have never even opened the door at the son thing. And I think they meant to. They've always meant to for it to have a son. And then that bitch slut came and fucked up everything. And they had to put the fucking bitch somewhere.
Don't hold back, Carly. Stop holding back.
Right, that's why I said, remember who was the writer. Because originally it was supposed to be Sandra Smith that was Alexis' son. But they wrote him off, and they had him being related to somebody else. They could have easily had him related to Frank Smith, but that's my opinion for another time. But, they chose to write it as is, and there you go. I just want to figure out how to write it out.
I know, it's because Franz had his hold on, and on Nia too. You know, feel something with Monica. And of course, give Monica whatever the fuck she wanted way back then. And make her Alexis' daughter in the Cole family. This is why that happened. You know, if Fawn wasn't in the helm, none of that would happen. Sam came to ask for a paper bag. So really? No, none of that should have ever happened. They should have just gave him her son and called it the end of the day. They should have never, reinvented the Sam character, because I think with the three new cast members that are coming, you know, Michael, Stowe, and Todd, that I feel like, well, maybe they can, you know, have Kelly Monica be the fourth. Make her someone else.
I have no comment about Roger, Kirsten, and Michael, because I'm going to say this. General Hospital, I love Ron and Frank. Trust me when I say I love Frank and Ron. But this spells epic fail all over. I just can't see them coming back to the show as different characters. I can't see it. I mean,
I see Roger. Instead of Manning, I don't know.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be weird because, first and foremost, yes, I understand both sides of ABC and Prosper Park. I understand it and everything. I find it very interesting, however, that, you know, Roger can go from One Life to General Hospital to back to One Life as the character that he has played, which is Todd. Only for him to, I'm guessing, come back to General Hospital totally different. Same thing for Michael Easton. I'm used to Michael Easton being different characters, okay? He could have really played back to the priest on Port Charles before he became Caleb, for those who remember how he started on Port Charles. I feel bad for Chris, because she has played Star since she was a little girl. And like I said, I understand both sides of the field. ABC tried, Prosper Park tried, ABC didn't want to share. Oh, well, big whoop. But still, you're messing with soap fans. Because it's like, all right, you're going to turn into General Hospital one day, and you're going to be like, hey, that's Todd. And he's going to say, hi, I'm Scott. Like, what the mess? Like, I just feel that, I know they're actors. I know they signed on an ABC contract. I know that. I know the characters belong to Prosper Park. But I just don't see this going to be a big success. I just see epic fail.
I don't get it. I think it's too weird.
I mean, ABC really could have put up some money. They got enough. They got some money hidden somewhere. And could have, you know, fought tooth and nails and like, hey, you know what? We're willing to pay this amount to share the characters of, you know, between us and you. They could have came up with a legal contract to state that. They started on the show as these characters. Yes, we all knew what the deal was. Yes, ABC knew too. But now you're going to go ahead, you're going to give those characters up, keep the actors, and then replace them as new characters. Okay, star as the new Serena Baldwin. Oh, yeah, okay. John McBain is, let me see, who can I pluck out the waterworks for this one? As the new Jason Morgan. I dare them to do this one. I'm just saying, there are going to be new characters, but who's to say that the people at General Hospital aren't going to try to bring back characters from before and put these actors playing that role?
You know, I understand why it happened. I'm not saying it's the best thing, but, you know, I'm going to see how it looks. I mean, the only one that I really cared about staying on dates was Kristen. So I'm just going to see how it, you know, goes. I mean, I really think Gonzo went back to Vanview. I really think that was a big fail there.
Well, I mean, we shall see what happens because they went back. I think, did they go back this week or did they go back next week? Does anybody even know?
To General Hospital?
If they went back to General Hospital this week or next week.
Well, Roger's still doing stuff for One Life to Live right now, so probably be next week.
Okay.
No, Wanda Hellis has 4 weeks, and he just taped the first week, so it's 3 more weeks,
yeah,
and then he's back.
Okay, yeah, because they took and showed the photos of him with everybody else in the hospital. So I did see that. That's what I was wondering. But like I said, you know, we shall see how this works. Darn you, Prosper Park, but... Way to go, Prosper Park.
It's
going to
be weird having them as new characters and not the other characters, recognizing them, like Carly not recognizing Todd.
Yeah, pretty
much.
I mean, these three characters, to me, it's like this. They came onto the show. Yes, everybody moaned and complained, saying One Life to Live characters are taking over General Hospital. But because of them, they made General Hospital what it is right now. You have two couples that... integrate. You know, you had Star and Michael. Then you had Carly and Todd. And then you had McBain and Sam. Whether you like them or not, they came on the show. They blended in very well with the General Hospital cast. You know, they have popularity, you know, a huge popularity now than they did on One Life to Live. Only for it to be cut short because of this whole legal battle between ABC for not giving up enough money and Prosper Park. Like I said, ABC and Prosper Park could have worked this all out. It was about greed. It was about, in a way, being selfish. And it was also one of those, well, hey, we got the rights. Hey, we're going to start this. We're going to start the reboot of both of these shows. You know, some of us didn't even think that would ever happen, that they were going to really do it. But, you know, the reality is it happened, and now we, the soap fans, are going to have to deal with what's going to happen next. Three familiar faces who played familiar characters on two shows, who are going to come back as new characters. Rose?
Callie Carey's on hold, I think.
Oh, cool. Okay. Hey, Kira.
Thanks, Candace. You're getting me to talk. You know,
oh
what?
My God.
I cannot.
Sorry.
My mouth shut when it comes to ABC.
Voice.
It's impossible.
I know.
How did you lose your voice?
Long story. This is all
okay,
on ABC because Prospect Park was willing to share, and it was not good enough for ABC. And you know what? In the end, Prospect Park can recast or whatever. And
I know
GH should not waste time rebuilding three characters. It's a colossal waste of friggin' time. And for me, it's 100% on ABC for me, period, plain simple. Because they put us in this predicament in the first fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
And Prospect Park only wanted a few weeks out of all of them, and they couldn't do it.
See? Yeah. Okay, go rest your voice, Carrie. I need you for next week.
Yeah, Kay. Hey, Kay, when you have time, can you check on Twitter, on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go rest your voice. Oh, do the lemon thing. Try drinking lemon. I don't know if that would help. Whiskey.
I just can't hold back. Bye.
I know.
Okay.
Feel better.
Bye, Carrie.
Paul Carey.
I felt bad for that. I knew she was listening. I didn't know that she was going to call in. I don't feel bad.
That's
okay.
No, I mean, I did. I mean, I'm in the wait and see mode with the way it's going to go down. I mean, I think they could have failed the characters. I think that could have been worked out. It could have been easily worked out.
Yeah, I just can't see, like, Carly and Michael not saying, hey, you look like Todd or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm betting there's going to be a joke somewhere, knowing Ron and Frank. I know there's going to be a joke. Where do I know you from? It's going to be some kind of banner, like they always do about, you know, stuff. But it's just going to feel weird, you know? And like I said, who knows? Maybe Roger will be playing the new version of Casey the Alien. We don't know.
Casey the Alien.
And you know, ABC, you know, really knows how to, you know, fuck up. I mean, they really do.
Yep.
At the end of the day, is ABC the one that got everyone in this predicament?
Because they canceled the shows in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what Eric Slezak said today?
What?
She said that the replacement shows for One Life to Live were rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we all knew that.
That's strong words for Erica, though.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, I just never thought someone that worked on ABC would actually say it.
Oh, they've said a few other things.
Yeah,
if you,
had, if
you get a
first.
Chance, you got to listen to Robin Strasser's hotline because she's a who.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. And you need to read Susan Lucci's book about what she says about Brian Franz and everybody else.
What do they say?
Pretty much everything that fans have felt for the longest time. You know, how he shouldn't be telling people what to do. Just, you know, he should do his job or whatever he did.
Yeah, because he treated the fans like dogs, telling them that we should be trained to like these new shows.
Oh, it wasn't just the fans. It was the people who worked for him. I mean,
really?
I blame Brett.
You have actors like Cesar Lucci who told people, who told us fans, you have nothing to worry about. One, you know, all my children are going to stay on the air forever. What happens later? They're canceled.
I think she would told everything was safe, and I feel like they lied to her too for a while.
That's what I just said. Brian Franz lied to them to get everything prepared, and then after, you know, you have these actors who are denying the cancellations of these two shows, all of a sudden it's canceled. So basically he made them liars to the fans. He's like he was the puppet master. He controlled everything around. He controlled people's thinking, talking, whatever it was. And basically made them feel like liars.
Well, I seriously think when the time comes for Mr. Fawn to be 12 feet under, you know, I really hope there's a really nice, cold hot plates for him in hell. For doing what he did. I mean, in hell for that.
Where did you find the Robin Strasser interview thing?
It's not an interview. It's her hotline. It's a phone number that you can call, and she like does a, you know, I don't know, 5 minute, you know, tells you what's going on. It's
how she really feels.
Yeah, it's just a phone number that anybody can call. I think she just, you know, records a message, and then she's been doing it for years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you in the chat room? I can put the number in the chat room.
Oh, no, I'm not. But I can write it down.
Okay. Carrie, you're funny. Carrie goes, I don't think even hell wants that bastard. Well, heaven doesn't want him either.
Burn. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 212. 414-5300. I think it's on our website, too.
Got it.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you just call that in and then...
Yeah, just call it and it just goes straight to whatever recording, like her voice, like a voicemail or something, and it just, it, she just starts talking right away, so...
Yep.
You might get a busy signal depending on how many people are trying to call at the same time, but...
Is it like a live thing or is it just a recording of her?
It's just a recording. She records the message and then just plays.
Okay.
I think
how
the
do
last
I find
one.
That, how do I find that specific one about her complaining about Franz?
You can't. Once she records a new one, you can't. She doesn't archive them. So you just can listen to whatever she currently has up.
Okay, but I'm sure she talked about the new one, Like to Live. So
she did. She does make little comments every once in a while about previous employers, but you might have to Google, you know, Robin Strasser or Brian Franz to find anything that she's done that's been in print.
Okay.
I'm really kind of irritated right now because I'm reading Twitter and everybody's watching the SoapNet marathon, and I can't watch it. Oh.
I know.
I
might
have to try to scour for a live feed somewhere on the internet or something.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to be watching YouTube because I'm going to have my own General Hospital marathon of my favorite couples. That's what I'm going to do. Damn. That tells you I have nothing to do this weekend. Yay!
Yeah, everyone, yeah, I see that on Twitter, too. Everyone is, like, watching the SoapNet thing.
Is it the first episode right now?
No, I think it's something else right now. People are talking about, well, I guess it depends on the time zone, I suppose. I don't know, but I saw people talking about Amy and...
Okay. Did they address? But they never addressed that Amy died. They never did anything on the show.
I don't think on the show they did. I think they did maybe in like
a tribute,
you know, a tribute like dedication or something.
Yeah. Mhm.
Because they mentioned it like yesterday or the day before.
When did they mention her?
Yeah. What?
Cassie, was I wrong? Or was I hearing things? Or didn't they say a little thing about Amy Bynum when...
Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richard Simmons did.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, was that during the song?
Yeah, well, during that little piece, he said, my friend, the nurse, Amy Irving. Didn't he say that?
When Amy was mentioned, when the actress had passed away, and word got out at the end of General Hospital, one episode they said in love and memory of. But as far as the character Amy, I remember them saying that she was out of town and got sick. That was it. So I don't know if they really
It's strange the Lord hasn't mentioned it at all.
That's true.
They must have said something at some point.
They were not biological sisters, but they were. So, I mean,
They were like sisters.
Yeah, so that is strange that there was no mention. But it's nice seeing like everyone come back for this, and I just think the Metro Code looks awesome. I think it looks pretty. I think it looks great.
Did you see the red carpet photos?
Yeah.
No.
I did. They should have a General Hospital fashion police, because I need to get on some people. I'm getting on Brenda first. I love you, Brenda. I don't like that dress.
Oh, my God. Tell me. Oh, what the hell?
I didn't see it. I haven't seen anything.
What an awful dress.
Woo! I mean, it's a nice color on her, but I don't like that dress. Yeah, you need to definitely catch. You need to, I don't know if it's on ABC.com or you can just Google it, the General Hospital Nurses Ball photo.
It on Daytime Confidential, where I found it.
Yeah. Well, also TVLine.com has it too, but I'm just saying that dress, and then I have to get on some other people. Sabrina. Love your makeover. I just don't like that dress. I feel like I've seen it before. Seriously, they really need to have a General Hospital fashion police. Where's Joan Rivers?
Samantha, thanks for posting a picture.
I just want to know, is that an official? I know that looks like an official one, but why would they? Why would ABC call them Sonny's Hoes?
Well, you know, it is kind of true.
Well, it, yeah. I mean, that's what I would call them, but
see,
ABC?
I actually would have called them something else, but I don't think ABC would have actually done it.
Woo!
Yeah.
And.
And I also want to get on the prop people. Wait a minute, I also want to get on the prop people. How dare you use that picture? Not saying that Kimberly McCullough does not take a good picture, but I do not like the picture that they use.
I thought it was nice.
It was nice, but I would have chose, like, I don't know, a different picture. Because I feel like that's the one from 1997, when her and Stone were together.
Oh, I didn't think
Wait,
of that.
Wait, what picture are you talking about?
It's, the one is Sabrina, Emma, and Patrick. And it has a picture of Robin on the side.
On the side, yeah. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
We got some music.
Oh, Samantha got photo that you tried doing?
Hold
We're
on.
Not
what?
Loading.
No, I couldn't get it either.
Oh, well, maybe you don't belong to that Facebook group.
Yeah, I would go, like, on TVLine.com.
Let me try to get the picture.
TVGuide.com should have it, too.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, because I found the pictures from Daytime Confidential. That's where I got them.
So. Yeah, I think that's where I was looking at them too, but let me see. Sonny Scott Hose.
I'm just hoping all the performances live up to everybody's expectations.
I think they will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be disappointing. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I just have one request, and I'm hoping General Hospital didn't do it. I hope General Hospital didn't do the Harlem Shake. That's the only thing I'm hoping for. I hope General Hospital did not do the Harlem Shake during the nursing call.
I'm kind of sick of seeing that.
The Harlem Shake. The last cast that I ever wanted to see do it was the All My Children cast on YouTube.
I saw that. Yeah,
I'm
going to
say
well.
It was funny, but it pained me to see David Canary do it.
You know what? When I saw that on My Children one, I was laughing so hard.
I mean, it was funny, but it was just like looking at David Canary. I'm like, oh my god, like I was just focused on him so much. I was like, okay, let me see if I can actually watch this. First time around, it was Darnell Williams. I had my eye on Darnell Williams. I was like,
I was focused on Darnell Williams.
See, okay, the second time was David Canary, and I was like, oh my gosh. By the fifth time that I watched it, I was like, okay, like let me just really take this all in that they're doing the Harlem Shake. Now, Young and the Restless cast could do it because it was Christian LeBlanc. Because I know that they would do a great job of doing something like that, but thankfully they haven't done it. But like I said, General Hospital, I am hoping they don't like all of a sudden, you know, like at the end they have like the graduation class, you know, they just graduated, and like Elizabeth and bust out with the Harlem Shake. I could not stop. It would be funny, but at the same time, it would be painful.
Why did I say painful?
Because it would be, like I said, it would be so funny. It would be painful because I would be cracking up laughing at the fact that these actors, even though, you know, the Nurses Ball is all good fun, you know what I'm saying? It's just something that I, as a fan and as a person who's sick and tired of the Harlem Shake, don't want to see.
I don't think you have to worry about that one. I don't think they're going to try to go a little more timeless than trendy.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about the Harlem Shake, but...
I don't think we'll see it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And we haven't really heard much of the performances anyway, but...
Right. I mean, we know Tracy and Monica is going to do a performance, which is going to be interesting.
I think they're doing that with Epiphany as well.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They're all wearing the same.
Then you have the tango with Duke and Anna. I can't wait for that one. And then you have Rick Springfield and Jack Wagner performing.
That is, I cannot wait. That's going to be awesome.
And he's singing Lady of My Heart. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You would think I'm like...
No, I like another song, too.
Oh, playing that on the radio today.
I like Jack Wagner's song, All I Need To. I love that song.
Yeah, he was good. I mean, he's good.
Yeah. I like when he sung on Bone and Beautiful, too. Well, you know, yeah. Like that. It's just, I hope Rick Springfield saves Jussie's girl.
I think Spinelli's going to be singing She Blinded Me With Silence, but I'm not sure. I think that's what they're doing.
Spinelli has a good...
Yes, he does! That's perfect for Spinelli, if you ask me.
Uh-huh.
Because he's a big geek.
He has a good
voice. With Spinelli and Ellie doing Science song.
I mean, it'd be cute because it's probably going to be a little skit, and then, you know, them singing or something.
I think it's going to be a really, really good time. I mean, I did, you know, Jamie, are you looking forward to, like, all of it? Do you have everything set? And TiVo DVR'd, because I think next week is going to meet some serious DVRing and TiVo people.
Well, I don't have a DVR, but I'll try and watch it live, or if I can't, I'll watch it on YouTube. So.
Is it going to be all in one day? Are they going to make it a 2-day span?
No, I heard it's a week-long thing.
Yeah.
It's a week.
I heard the Nurses Ball itself is going to be 2 days.
But
it
it's
should
like going
be.
To start like on Monday. Yeah, like the lead up is Monday. Performances is Tuesday to Wednesday. Because you know they're going to have to end on a cliff in the, on a cliffhanger. Please let it be Robin.
I heard that it was
please let it be Robin.
Though, but...
I thought it was going to be all 5 days, though.
Yeah. So, we don't know. But I, like I said, the cast, Robin, I hope Kim is there. I need Robin to be at the nurse's ball. Looking at Patrick and Emma.
Yeah, but I don't know if she's going to be.
Well, here's my thing. Why is she in the cast photo, first and foremost?
I saw that.
You know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wait a minute, Kimberly is in the cast photo, and it was
really
taken.
Crap, I saw that. Where did I see that tonight? Crap, now I want to see it again.
Now
I want to go re-look at it, but now I forgot what site I was looking on.
She's
standing next to Ian Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was a decent shot. Because Access Hollywood had it on tonight, saying it was a couple of weeks ago. So my thing is, and Kim Lee did tweet a couple of months ago, she was coming back. But they kept hushing it up around the time, like the time frame. And that was like February 20th. It was February. She tweeted that. Saying she was to film some scenes.
I am so mad. Why do I write my sites down that I go look at? Because now I want to see it again. Now you help me.
Well, just Google it. General Hospital 50-year cast photo.
Well, I'm wondering how they're going to bring back Robin so fast, though.
I mean, well, she didn't die. So she can always be in Port Charles.
I know, but remember, Faison had her, and now Jerry Jack has her, so I don't know.
I mean, if, like I said, somebody could have brought her to Port Charles and is waiting to do what they're going to do, but she could actually escape. So we don't know. I mean, for the doctor to be in town, she was connected to having Robin. So she probably, you know what I'm saying? It could be some stuff that we don't know that we're going to find out as to what's what. But I just think, and a lot of fans said the same thing, they hope Robin shows up at the nurse's ball. That would be, like, a big surprise. So.
And I also heard Stuart Damon's coming back, but he's not coming back for the nurse's ball.
He was supposed to come on today, because they sure enough said March 29th.
But remember, we are a day behind.
He'll
that
be
is
on
true.
Monday. He's going to be on Monday.
Wait,
he'll
Stuart
be on Monday.
Damon's supposed to show up tomorrow?
No, Monday.
That's one man, yeah.
He's definitely on Monday.
So Alan's ghost again?
I like his ghost, though. If we can get him anyway, I'll take him anyway we get him.
Exactly.
I'd rather have him alive, though.
Me too.
I mean, I wish too. I mean, I wish that Alan and even Emily was still alive, but because of the writers at that time, you know, they screwed that up. So. There's a couple of people I wish they would bring back, but it is what it is.
Georgie.
That's my number three pick. Georgie. Well, there's a couple of people. Like I said,
well,
a couple of people, but Georgie is definitely one of them because I'm still wrapping my brain in the fact that they killed her. I think that was a poor judgment on whoever's part it was.
Yeah. No reason for it.
That whole storyline.
Who else
would want that? Wow. I would like Catherine Bell to come back. Remember her?
Yeah.
she's on Days of Her Life, so.
Yeah, I know, but it was just like, I wouldn't even took a recast. I just really enjoyed that character. I just thought she brought something to the cast lines that wasn't brought to, for her to go to the nephew, to the uncle, like that, please. And a quarter main? Oh, yes. I miss you. Obviously, everybody knows that Xander Smith. I would love for Xander to come back so he can have a chance to be a part of his child's life.
What child is that again?
Cameron with Elizabeth.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, yeah.
I kept thinking that was Lucky's child, but...
No, Lucky adopted him, too. After Rick...
Oh,
well, actually, if we're going to really go there, Rick Lansing was the adopted father, pretending to be the biological father, because Xander had to sign over his rights as a father. So, really, poor Cameron
I just put a link to the cast photo in the chat room there.
Okay.
Has had three father figures. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's why it's not confusing me. Okay.
Yeah.
What about Dylan and Brooklyn?
Brooklyn can stay away for a little bit. I do think they should bring back Dylan, and I know Scott Clifton won't come back, and I'm cool with that. But they need to find an actor. Yeah, they need, because I don't think they should have ever written off Dylan because he was the future Quartermain. Like, they have to carry on the Quartermain legacy. They have to have a younger generation for that. And I mean, right now,
yeah,
you have Monica.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was killed off, so you don't need to bring him back from the dead or anything. So.
Right. They need to find a good actor to play that role. They need to find a nice, attractive male to play him. And I would have said, this is funny, I said this once, the guy that plays Thomas on Bold and the Beautiful, he would actually be one of my candidates in case he does leave Bold and the Beautiful to go and play Dylan.
Oh, I don't like him on Bold and Beautiful. Then I would not like him on General Hospital either.
But see, what I'm saying is the way it's written. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, Thomas, to me, is being portrayed as the new Thorne on Bold and the Beautiful.
I like Thorne. I like Thorne. I don't like Thomas.
Yes. Right. So I'm saying once he gets, if he gets out of that area, that, you know, element, and be put on a new show, maybe we'll see him act.
I saw him on a nighttime show, actually.
Right.
What was it? I can't remember what it was. One of my nighttime shows he was on, and actually I didn't hate him on that. I forget what it was. Was it 90210?
It probably was 90210, because he's been on there quite a bit, right?
It was some nighttime show I watched. I can't believe I watched 90210, but I do. But it was some nighttime show I watched.
You know it's being canceled, right? You know it got canceled, right?
Yeah, I know it got canceled.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way, 90210, I just remembered, the guy that plays Sonny on Days of Her Lives, he was on there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Who?
But he was only on like four episodes, so.
I didn't see him.
Oh, my God, you got in the mind.
So?
About the cast photo.
Yeah, no. Told you.
Clear?
Mm-hmm. There she is.
Right next to Ian.
Okay, I'm confused now.
Well, remember, probably a couple of months ago, I think it was me and somebody else that said that Kim Lee had tweeted she was coming back to the show. But then everybody else said, you know, it was the schedule. Then she put that cryptic message out saying that she was enjoying watching General Hospital and everything else. Kim Lee is good at keeping stuff. Like, she's good. Surprise!
Now, somebody said...
Okay, but you know what this is showing me? Okay, they did this. Okay. They must have done this after Alderson, McBain, and all that left. Because...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not
no,
there.
Because I'm looking at this, and... You know, I mean, they are not in it, but it's like, it's almost saying, like...
There's a couple of people missing. There's Dominic Sempronius not in there.
Yeah.
I don't see Kelly that plays the Britch is in there.
I think it happened when she broke her, when she fell.
Yeah, I don't know where Dominic is. Dominic may have been on vacation. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you guys, you know who's not in this either?
Kate Connie.
Lulu.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say Kate Connie is not there.
Kate Connie's there.
She
is.
I thought I saw her in that one.
Yeah, she's in the back. Why by AJ and you have Karen Hennessy is also in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay, but there was a new one that I saw today and I cannot find. Okay, they had, if anyone has seen this, tell me where the link is. All the men and the women dressed, and then they had all the women dressed alone, and then the men in black tights. Anyone saw that?
That was Jagged and Ruthless.
I did see, this is why I threw my down the sights, but I remember seeing that. I don't remember what side I was on.
Yeah, it was Jagged and Ruthless cast has all the guys in black tuxes and the women are in dresses.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, now, God, from now on, I wish I could just, you know, remember where I...
You saw the pictures that...
Yeah, and now it's bugging me, and now I feel like I'm going crazy with, you know, no one answer that.
Okay, good, because I was going to say something.
But no, I mean, it's going to be a very, the rumors they are going to do the AJ Lidnick. No, because I don't know, because Tyler Christopher is not going to be on that long. He's not staying.
I know, but
well,
that is a camera
picture, though.
I know.
Yeah, he's staying for a little bit.
Yeah, he's in the cast picture for the nurse's ball.
That doesn't mean anything. He could have been there on the day that they took it. But I don't think Tyler Christopher is staying on the 8th for that long.
Well, the Lion game is on hiatus right now, so his schedule is free.
Yeah, but I don't think...
And I still think Jonathan Jackson is coming on.
I pray he doesn't.
I think, Carly, I'm going to say this because, all right, there's a lot of people who think that he should be back on General Hospital only because, one, to wrap up his storyline. Two,
wow, okay, what storyline does he need to wrap up?
He needs to wrap up a couple of storylines if Lucky's really going to be off, because to a lot of people, the last scene with Elizabeth, okay, not saying I want them to get that together, so just listen to me. They need to repatch their friendship. He also needs to form a relationship with his child. He also needs to share the freaking screen with Jeannie Francis, because it's been since 1999 since they shared a scene together. Not only let's think about it. Lucky isn't around to help his family out looking for his sister. Isn't that kind
of
like...
Well, I don't feel like seeing the crying, little snot-nosed little, I'm right about everything lucky, Opal Lucky. I am sorry. I like that he's not on the canvas. I find it refreshing. I find this Liz and AJ refreshing thing.
What? Yeah, but Luke is Lucky is a missed character for a lot of people. Maybe not you, but for a lot of people.
Right.
Doesn't mean we want him back with Liz.
Maybe
he's a popular character.
I wish Jonathan Jackson was there right now. I miss him.
Me too.
I think he should. Okay. I wish
maybe Lucky is kidnapped with Lulu somewhere.
It actually breaks my heart a little bit that JJ couldn't be there because the Spencer family are on an adventure right now, and it would be so great for him to be there.
I
break my heart.
Well, maybe he's kidnapped as well.
I'm hoping maybe they're lying to us that he actually did film some scenes.
That's,
because, I mean, it's possible.
Because for him not to come back, I mean, that to me, especially because you have Jackie Zeman, you have Jeannie Francis, and I know Jeannie has probably said something about Jonathan coming back, how much she would love to work with him again. And then you have Tony Geary. I mean, Tony Geary played a really big part of Jonathan coming back the last time around. So to me, I'm hoping like this is one of those well-kept secrets because you know everybody got wind of Vanessa and Ingo coming back. That was supposed to be a surprise. Then
so
you know people.
So is Tyler coming back?
Yeah, and people you know that got out. Just like this whole, you know, like I said, with Kimberly, I mean, hints were dropped. But just for Jonathan, because he is so wildly popular on General Hospital, he's a part of the Spencer family. He is part of that canvas, period. For him to not be a part of this, really? Like,
it's weird. I want him.
Yeah.
I wish he could be back.
Yeah, me
that's
too.
What I'm hoping, like,
would not care if I never see the snot-nosed Lucky ever again, it would be too soon.
I like
yeah,
the sense of family. I like to see Lucky, Pat, Luke, and Laura, and I love Jonathan Jackson. I love Jonathan Jackson, so I would love to
see him. And I do miss him and Nicholas. I would love to see a Nicholas and Lucky scene. I would love to see, you know, Lucky, and technically he's speaking... He's also part of the Quartermain family. Like, as much as we forgot about that, I mean...
How is he part of the Quartermain?
Because Tracy and Luke got married.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Well, okay.
I forgot that.
But they're not married anymore, so
I wouldn't
really
consider
him
a Quartermain.
But it would be... It would be interesting for his take. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying... It would be interesting how his take would be about AJ and Elizabeth. Not saying, like I said, not for them to get back together, Elizabeth and Lucky, but for Elizabeth and Lucky to have an adult conversation about her moving on with AJ.
Yeah.
So that's why I said, like, with John Jackson not being a part of this, I mean, everybody else came back, you know. I'm just hoping, like, that's, like, a surprise. Like, they're going to keep that wrapped up
because
well,
they keep making
like,
a point
boom.
Of saying we can't get a hold of him, we can't get a hold of him. But
right.
I mean that could mean maybe that he's already out looking for her or he's been kidnapped too or
right. And not only that, like with Nashville when they were doing the panel and they asked Jonathan about General Hospital, when he said that he was like, well, we couldn't work anything out, Jonathan always looks down. I've noticed this. When it's a secret or something, he always looks down and he brushes his hair back. And he did that, and somebody on Twitter said, yeah. It was like, he's probably coming back, and he doesn't want to say anything. Like, they just want to keep it hush-hush.
Oh, I wish.
So, yeah. Well, he's having a New York event tomorrow, well, Sunday or something, so I'm pretty sure somebody's going to ask that question. Like, dude, you really come back to our hospital? Like, you can tell us.
Now, I saw today that on Twitter, Ron Carlovati tweeted that GH is going to be doing a Paley Center panel. The actors, cast members to be announced, but I mean, I'm not going to go up to L.A. for it, but it's going to be in L.A. I have to look up the date. It's $15.
April 17th.
Yeah.
How much?
It's $15 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and that's going to be the cheapest. Online? That's going to be the cheapest fan event you ever get to go to.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
I would love to go to the Paley Center. They do such great, you know, great stuff. But
is there
I'm
any way to watch online?
There. Yes, there is.
PaleyCenter.com.
Yeah, go to the Paley. Yeah.
PaleyCenter.com and just hit the LA one.
Okay.
And then if you miss
what
it when it live streams,
exactly?
When you miss it when it live streams, you can always catch it on Hulu because I've been watching, like I watched the Nashville one, the Once Upon a Time one. They're really fun.
What is the Paley Center?
PaleyCenter.org.
Well, what is it exactly? Is it like a theater type of thing?
It's a center where they, it's like a media center where they honor. Yeah. And they do retrospects of like the television show or movie that's current or, you know, back in the day. And they have like live discussions, Q&As from both, you know, the fans in the audience and via Twitter and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the actors, you know, discuss, you know, their character, the show, Answer the questions, you know.
I think they have one in New York and they have one in L.A. And this one mm-hmm. is going to be in L.A. Yeah.
Yeah, April 17th. Yeah.
It's going to have, the host is one of the guys from TV Guide. Will Keck is the moderator. And Frank and Ron will be there, but it just says members of cast to be announced.
April 12th
at 7 p.m. And it does say, can't make it to the Paley Center. You can watch the conversation stream live. That's a Friday at 7. Uh-oh, Carly, it's Friday at 7.
Oh, which means it's going to be 10 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time.
Crab. But what day is this, Sam?
April
12th.
That is not funny.
Why?
But no, because April 12th.
Can I get to see it on my computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll stream live on their website, and then, like I said, if you miss the streaming, usually most of them get put up on the Hulu. On Hulu.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't watch it on Hulu, they always, sometimes 9 out of 10, they put it on YouTube.
Usually find it on YouTube.
Yeah, because next week we will have a special guest, and the week after we will. All I can say right now is next week we will be Happy Epiphany on next Friday, and she will be here taking your calls, and you can ask her anything. And then the week after, we will have Jackie Zeman, who plays Bobby, here on the 12th. And she will be taking your calls. Yes. So, yeah, the next 2 weeks we will be having a longer show. In a minute we will be going overtime. Samantha, I would think Anthony and Jeannie would go. But how much is this again to go?
It's $15 for non-members, $10 for members of the Paley Center. And these things usually sell out, so the tickets go on sale mm-hmm. March 30th for non-members. They're on sale
for
members.
Which is tomorrow.
Hmm?
Tomorrow
yeah.
is the 30th.
Yeah.
So
I'm not going,
another-
so. But.
Yeah, and another good thing about that is that, because I've been to the Palin Center in New York, is that if you're in the New York area and you want to go and see the L.A. one, you just go to the Palin Center in New York, and they have it on a big screen, and you can interact with everybody there, too.
Oh, cool.
It's like a big movie experience. It's like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, cool, like though. I said, it's going to be interesting. I don't know if I've seen a soap opera do one before. Maybe Young and the Restless did one. I don't know.
Yeah, you guys seen it, Samantha? Oh, you need.
Well,
to
I don't watch Young and the Restless, so.
Well, did you watch like Gaslight Nashville World Turns?
No.
Oh, because I'm going to say they did a Palin Center for those two.
Oh, okay.
So just the CBS soap did those. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry.
Just the CBS soaps did those.
No, I mean, different shows do them, but for the talent, for As the World Turns and Gone Light, they did. And, of course, Young and the Restless, when they were celebrating.
Yeah, I'm saying for soap proper, the CBS ones are the only ones.
I just watched the Big Bang Theory did one, and it was hilarious. OMG.
I love those people.
Yeah, they did. I've seen the Glee ones because I love Glee. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a Glee freak. I'm sorry. They did one for Scandal, which I was really surprised at. I was like, why? That was funny. The cast was so impressed with the audience because they had been with this show since day one. And they find it very interesting that when Scandal was on Twitter, like, everybody is tweeting about it. Like, you know, they try to keep the spoilers away from the West Coast, but it's like, everybody tweets it at the same time. Like, what? Like, I can't believe Olivia Pope did this. No, you know, it's like you're on the phone with somebody, you know, and you just tweet and text them. So they were just, like, saying, yeah, it's the most tweeted show on network television. Unlike Pretty Little Liars, they're the most tweeted show on cable television.
Scandal is my favorite show. Scandal is like my
favorite.
Scandal is my favorite show out of any show I watch.
Can I just say last night's episode? Well, please. I didn't get a response. I just said, well played, Scandal. Well played. Alrighty, and that was it. Just well played.
Sorry, I haven't watched last night's episode yet. I had to take my headphones off.
Well, I posted on Facebook. I said, just when the show makes me feel like I'm smart, it made me feel dumb. And I was like, it's the mess.
I gotta remember to add that to my queue.
I mean, it's a well-written show. I mean, and like I said, for it to come off from ABC, that's saying a lot.
I'm glad I watch ABC shows, because I'd be missing out.
It's one of those shows that you just really become obsessed with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they say they're taking a 3-week hiatus, you get mad.
You get withdrawals.
Yeah, you'd be like this. What the mess? What show is replacing this for 3 weeks?
Yeah, I was going crazy when it wasn't on. I just love it. I think it's
Yeah, Kathy was going crazy.
Yeah,
you're not the only one, Kathy. You're not the only one. I had to suffer with no Scandal and no Glee for a long time.
I cannot wait to watch Grace for last night. So don't tell me.
Charlie, love Grays, too. I like Grays.
Have a box of tissues and then have, like, something to throw at the TV. That's all I'm going to tell you. There was moments. That's it.
I am just happy that next year most of our shows is coming back and there's no one that I want to kill for taking off any shows yet. Blue Blood is coming back. I'm so happy. Grace is coming back. Kathy's happy about Scandal. Lalo Hood's coming back. Pierre Hood is coming back.
Thank God.
It's all good. We don't have to kill anyone.
But sadly, we lost another show tonight. America's
what?
Most Wanted. America's Most Wanted was canceled from Lifetime.
Well,
I've been with the show since 87, when it first came with Fox. With Top. That was Saturday night with me and my family.
Wait, what show are you talking about?
America's Most Wanted.
It was canceled?
Yeah.
Wait, what show?
How could that be? How could that
be? America's Most Wanted.
I was watching E, and on the little stroll it said America's Most Wanted has been officially canceled by Lifetime Network.
Oh, God, yeah, Lifetime fucked up.
How could that be? I can't imagine that. I don't watch it.
I never imagined it either.
I don't watch it, but
well, that's why it got canceled.
Well, see, my thing
is,
my opinion about it when this moved from Fox to Lifetime. I think it was a bad call, first and foremost. I always said that Cops and America's Most Wanted, two of the greatest shows ever, should have been on True TV, which used to be Court TV, but now it's True TV.
Right.
That I don't know. And then if True TV couldn't have done it, maybe the OWN network, Oprah Winfrey's network, would have done it.
Even
the woman
Hallmark. Hallmark
could
have done it.
Oh, she wouldn't take that. She wouldn't take it.
What? She got Dateline, and she got that cop show, the female cop. What's that freaking show?
A&E?
No. I mean, yeah, it could have been on A&E, but not Hallmark. Hallmark is Golden Girl Central. And
A&E could have done it.
A&E could have done it, and they could have took off Duck Dynasty. Oh, wait, Duck Dynasty might be canceled, too.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, heart breaks right now.
Yeah. Ugh.
But, I mean, to me, it's like America's Most Wanted and Lifetime did not fit. But on
I didn't
number,
know. I didn't know it was on Lifetime.
I just found it out a couple months ago. I was flipping through the channels and I saw it and I was like, why is it on such a high up channel? It didn't make sense, but.
I just feel bad. I mean, like I said, America's Most Wanted has helped a lot of people. I'm sad that the show.
It did help.
I'm 31 now, so it's been really a part of my life for a long time.
It solved a lot of cases. I mean, it was an important show.
Yeah.
I mean, John Walsh, I mean, tragedy brought the show to life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but it's the end of an era, so.
Mm-hmm. But maybe another show, maybe another show we'll pick up.
Another network? I doubt it.
Maybe.
Okay, ladies, I gotta go. I will talk to you all later.
Bye,
night,
Samantha.
Bye.
Like I said, Carly, maybe A&E could pick it up. Maybe, you know, or OWN. But I'm just really, like I said, with Lifetime, that was a bad call. But hopefully, maybe somebody will pick it up. You never know. Let's start a campaign.
I just think, you know, for Fox to have canceled it in the first place was stupid.
But I definitely think True TV will be a good place to have it.
See, I mean, if it has it on True TV, or it can have, and I just now thought of this. I don't know why I didn't think about this channel either. They could actually bring it back to Fox. They could bring it back to Fox to put it on their new network. Because FX is about to become FXX. Wait a minute. FXX. There you go.
Why is there another X?
Because that's the new channel that's coming from FX. It's going to have more shows on there. Some of your favorites, like Freaks and Geeks. Remember that show with James Franco and Jason Segel?
They want to have are they taking away the original FX, or is this like
no.
a secondary one?
It's a continuation. Yeah, it's a continuation.
Oh, okay. So like MTV and MTV2, kind of like that?
Yeah, sort of like that. Ramps. Yep. Uh-huh. And movies. And sports events and all that great stuff. Dang, I'm not going to even say anything about MTV. Thanks, Jamie, for bringing that one up. But I'm not going to say anything about MTV.
Oh, no, I hate MTV as well, but I'm just saying. I couldn't think of
yeah.
what else to compare it to. But.
Yeah. Carly, you should have a special show for that about MTV.
Okay, why are we having an show for that?
I'm just saying a special episode where people can vent about MTV.
Why
and,
would
know,
the MTV
you,
do?
What did MTV do? I'll tell you what they stopped doing. They stopped playing music, for one. Two, I didn't give a rat. Wait a minute. Let me settle myself here. I could care less about all these reality shows. I mean, I am a fan of reality shows. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think we need as much reality TV shows on MTV. Except for maybe two. Bring it back to old school. Real World, Road Rules. That's it. That's it. Not no Teen Mom. Not no Snooki and J-Wild. By the way, J-Wild's going to be able to do One Life to Live. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I know, that's crazy.
You just saw me roll my eyes just now. Let me see. What is that show, Catfish? Yeah, that's called prank dating. For those who don't remember the original game, prank dating. Pretend you're somebody else. Okay? What other shows on there? The wannabe Jersey Shore with the people in West Virginia. We don't need that. I don't need that. I want some music. It's called music television for a reason. We do things different now. No, music television. And I'm not talking about waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch a music video that you're only going to play for like 2 minutes and then switch it on to a reality show.
Yeah, I agree. They either need to put more music on, like put TRL back or something, or change the name to RTV for reality TV or something.
Yeah, you don't have to bring back TRL. I've come to grips with the show being gone. I came to grips with Carson Daly going bye-bye. Because if TRL was back on, trust me when I tell you, the number one video would be, "Hi, my name is Candace, and I voted for Justin Bieber, and I'm going to be Justin Bieber." No. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I came to grips with TRL being gone a long time ago. So, and they will only play to see the music again for like 1 second, and then that was Justin Bieber. Give me a song from Justin Bieber. I'm just going to pretend to make one up. I Want to Love You in the Convertible. That's our number one video for today. Hey. No. Still playing.
Kathy, are you still here?
I'm on the phone.
Well, you were being really quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, are you from Rhode Island?
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Because I know someone that's from up there, and I heard an accent, so I wasn't sure.
Boston.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, I like Candace. I never have a problem with E. I love E.
I love E.
I never watch E. Never put E on. Ever.
What?
I only watch The Soup.
Yeah, The Soup makes fun of General Hospital all the time.
Yeah, sometimes if there's
an award. Sometimes if there's an award show, I watch The Red Carpet on there.
I think.
Yeah, one time on The Soup, they were talking about the Pickle Lila.
Oh, I always end up watching because I'm a reality TV junkie and I don't care and it doesn't bother me. And I'm not going to be a closet keeping up with the Kardashian closet person anymore. I don't care. I watched that. I watched Kim and Khloe. I mean, Kim and Courtney, I don't care. I love it. I find it fascinating. Now I cannot wait for the season of keeping up with the Kardashians. I have watched also the Jonas one.
Not keeping up with the Jonas.
Yes.
That one.
What? Yes.
No.
I like it. Yes.
Oh, God.
I like it.
No.
Yes.
No,
because you're not going to change my mind. I like it.
Keeping up with the Jonases?
Yes.
Well, to each their own. You like it.
I know. I don't know why I like it, but I like it. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Are you going to watch what would Ryan Lockley do?
No, there's a fine line. But I cannot wait for Juliana Beer to come back. That's what I'm really looking forward to. That's coming back
style.
In June.
Yep, Style Network. Woo-hoo.
I'm looking forward to Kendra coming back. You know, I'm addicted to Matt.
Kendra. Kendra was on, I saw on Access or Extra, Kendra was on
this
show Splash, and she did a dive.
I know, I cannot wait to watch that.
Do I have the right person?
I love Splash. That is becoming my favorite new watch. I love it besides The Voice. I'm enjoying it.
She did. They showed her on Extra Access, one of those shows. I think they said her name was Kendra. She did it.
Yeah,
dive.
But you know what? If it was me, as much as of a great swimmer I am, and everything, I'm a crappy divist. I could not dive in to save my friggin' life. I would be so terrified.
Well, she's afraid of heights. And that was 20 feet.
I am too. I look at the show and I watch in amazement because I'm like, why can I do that? Then I remember about my fear of heights.
She said she saw
her son. I'm afraid of heights. I just can't die.
She saw her son in the audience.
Yep.
Something.
Yeah. Her husband and her son, Hank Jr. Who's so cute now?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He's so big.
I know. I remember when he was a tiny little
baby.
I think she was on Dancing with the Stars. Oh, Carly, you didn't get my report tonight. You didn't get my report on Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars report. I got to hear this one.
No, now I'm not on air, so, you know.
Oh, darn it.
Next week, we can have a double segment. I was sorry about Dorothy Hamill. I was shocked. I was shocked.
This is said that I kind of knew that she was going to leave.
What were you shocked by?
About Dorothy Hamill leaving.
Well, I'm not sure what the circumstances were, but she just had a really bad night when she danced, and it was just really bad, and she took this twirl underneath her partner, and it was just really, she did
she really had a bad night.
Yeah. But, you know,
she
but the doctor...
This one is fine.
She
yeah, the doctor...
I'm not sure
the
if
doctor says she's surprised that she's even walking.
I'm not
yeah.
sure if that's true.
Well, she's had... I mean, she's had... Because she's, you know, she's from Baltimore. She's had medical, like, history
yeah.
out of her spine. So it is... Like, when she was on TV here in Baltimore, the local news and everything, she was talking about how, you know, the doctor advised her before, you know, to be careful when she dances or else she could physically paralyze herself.
I believe she had a spine injury, but I think she wanted off the show because the night when she danced, just looking
yeah.
at her face, she was so upset. I never saw someone so upset. She wasn't crying bad or anything like that, but she was so... Of course, this is a girl. You have to realize this is a girl that won gold that was the best skater
yeah.
in the world that was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So she does something like this, and she wasn't that good. I mean, it killed her. You should have seen her face. She was... I felt so
all
bad
know,
for her.
All I know is Wachovia Jones... Sorry, Kathy. But I say Wachovia Jones.
Jacoby
What's
Jones.
His name, Kathy? Yeah. He just had knee surgery. We were talking about this today at work. He had knee surgery, went straight to rehearsal, had to do physical therapy for his knee, and then he started dancing. And so many Ravens fans, okay, are so half and half with him right now. They're like, for him not to injure his knee, because if he injures his knee, he's not playing in the football season.
Yeah,
well, I'll,
and,
I'll tell you, he's not taking care of it because he went all right. He was great. He was one of my favorites. He's on my
really?
He's on my top. I have four people, top four, and he's on the list.
Who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to win, Kathy?
Who do you think is going to win? Zendaya.
Yeah.
Zendaya.
Now, do you think? Okay, let me ask you this question because. I said the same thing, but then I had to realize the history of Dancing with the Stars. Zendaya is very good. She is very good. You know,
Kelly Pickler is my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, we have to
end this. What do you think, Candace? Before we go, Candace, what do you think?
My Cinderella story winner would be Winona Judd, but I know she's not going to win it. She might be in the top four, but I think it might be Allie, the gymnast.
And she was great. She's in my top four.
Yeah.
I got four favorites. They're not favorites. I got four people that I thought did exceptional. For the second week, they did exceptional. And Ingo was not
right.
so shabby, but I saw four people that did exceptional. I couldn't believe
yeah.
it for the second week. It's really good this year. And four people look like they were dancing for like 6 weeks,
right.
8 weeks.
Right.
Really good.
Like I said, I would have said Zendaya, but knowing the history of Dancing with the Stars, she will come either third or second.
Kelly Pickler is so good.
I agree.
She had my
yeah.
favorite dance. Kelly Pickler is just, with Derek, she is so
yeah.
good. So she was my favorite. But Ingo, yeah, I'm supporting Ingo.
Yeah. I got to give some credit to Andy Dick, though, too.
Me, too. I was so happy
yeah.
he was saved. I was so happy he was saved. He tried. I was dying to tell this
yeah.
man. On the radio tonight, Andy Dick tried so hard. He did
yep.
so good. He's sober. He's doing well. I was very happy for him. Very happy.
Yeah. I was just really disappointed. I mean, if Dorothy Hamlin did not pull out, I know that D.L. Hughley would have left.
He should have left.
To me, next week, he got to go bye-bye. He needs to go bye-bye.
He should have gone the first week, but he was safe. And he was not nice to Cheryl Burke.
I want to know who the heck voted for him, because I need to talk to them. We need to have a convo. Like, did you see what I saw? Because I know I saw what I saw. I mean,
he was very mean. He was very mean to Cheryl Burke in rehearsal. She walked out. He was very fresh to her, and I said, no one's going to vote for him after that. They did.
Mm-hmm. I just think, with Ingo too, I don't see him going as far. I think he has at least 3 more weeks. I'll give him 3 more weeks.
He got 4.
But like, Wynonna, I think she's going to be the Cinderella story.
Because she has so many country western fans.
Not even
because
that,
she's good.
But she has so many.